architecture images are not exactly poetic, but it's not like I try to disguise a song inside a metaphor. It's more like the metaphors just jump me. I'm minding my own business, you know? Usually it's something that is bugging me at a metaphorical level because, you know, I'm feeling bugged and it's more than the situation allows. Like, for example, bad directions. I'm trying to find my way to some club and somebody will have told me, you know, oh, you just drive straight on such and such, you know, and you'll see the, you know, something ridiculous. You see the huge blue poodle and then you can't miss it. You just turn right and I'm thinking to myself, now, I've been driving now and driving and driving. I have only one landmark to go by. What if I missed it? You know, and they said you can't miss it, which is the kiss of death. So what if I'm just driving into oblivion and I'll just drive for the rest of my life, you know? And the reason why it bugs me, you know, it's no big deal. I can make it to the club. I can skip the sound check. You know, I'll find it eventually. It's only bad directions. It bugs me on a metaphorical level because it's just too much like life. You know, like as a kid, when you're asking people, well, how do you know when it's true love? You know, what do they always say? Oh, you'll know, you'll know. Well, you know, that's like saying you can't miss it. It's the kiss of death, you know. You know, you just imagine you're 96 years old. No, I'm holding out for the big blue poodle. They said it was on the road here. I can't miss it. Or like shopping. Shopping bugs me for metaphorical reasons, I'm sure, because in life, as in shopping, you go in for one thing. There's one thing you really need, right? But then there's blue light specials, you know? And you just get confused. You get distracted, that's all. And it's human. You wind up with this armload of shiny junk. You know, and then you're checking out. I mean, you're checking out. And suddenly you remember, there was that one thing I came in for. Oh no, I forgot I just have this junk. Oh no! Too late, you're in the express line. Well, I don't want that to happen, so I try to pay attention when things bug me for metaphorical reasons. Like, for example, I was touring the Biltmore House. That's how this song got started. I was touring the Biltmore House, which is just a ridiculously big house some Vanderbilt made. He thought it would be a good idea to make the largest private dwelling ever built. And it's, you know, just stupidly big. And some friends were visiting, and we paid our $26 or whatever it is each, you know, and we're touring, and they were delighted. They were just saying, oh my, look how, ooh, gee, isn't it weird? Ooh, look at that, you know. And I was feeling bugged, really bugged, and I was trying to take myself aside. I was trying to say, Dave, you paid $26. Just relax, okay? Don't be like, you know, always Mr. Critique about this. Why do you have to, you know, just relax. It's not your house. You don't have to vacuum it. Just relax. And I was saying, no, this is a profoundly bad idea. This is wrong. And I said, it's ostentatious. Okay, it's a little stupid. What's so wrong? And I realized that I was bugged for a metaphorical reason. Because I realized that I started to get bugged when I read that little plaque all about Vanderbilt and what he did in the house. He was alone a lot. Oh, I mean, you could just imagine him coming down to breakfast in his bathrobe. He's got his cornflakes. He's reading his paper. Now, it's one thing to be alone. But sitting at a table that'll seat 350 people, now why rub it in? We get enough of that, right? Because hearts are made that way. We have hearts that are just huge. They'll hold a tremendous amount of fullness, which is great if there's that much fullness to find, but man, it leaves us a lot of room for empty. And then I realized, well, relax, Dave, because the reason why you're bugged is because you're worried that your heart is a bad design. It's not. It's not some stupid, ostentatious house. It's the design of your heart. Come on. There's a lot of fullness to find. Maybe it's only the empty that could keep us looking long enough to find it.